Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Without further ado, and I want to let you do the honors,
yeah, because
we have a very special guest.
Very special guest, and we just played the band from her alma mater.
Ooh.
We just played that. That was the band from her alma mater playing, so we wanted to have her some fitting music to make her feel welcome.
We got a big smile on her face, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
We've been waiting for this for a long time.
Checking in with us this morning is Tanitra Batiste. Tanitra, good morning.
Hey, finally!
We got you on our show.
Yeah!
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Well, we all right. We started the ground off just trying to get people ready for this Sunday of football action. Hey, listen, we're going to talk about a lot of other things. You got a pick for this afternoon's games? Who's going to the Super Bowl?
I've got head and heart picks, right?
Okay.
So head picks are, Eagles, Bengals. Heart picks, Eagles, Chiefs.
Eagles, Chiefs.
Wow. So we'll see how it goes.
Why is the heart pick different?
The only concern, the concern I have is this. We really don't know what's going to be with Patrick Mahomes' ankle. It looks good all week in practice. And don't get me wrong, I believe Andy Reid, if he says it's good, it's good. If Patrick Mahomes says it's good, it's good. But you really, really don't know until you get that first snap. And you get that first pass rush from the Bengals defense. That's when you're really going to find out.
I absolutely agree with her. And here's the other thing about this is her opinion, what we've talked about, is nothing more than a testament to Brock Purdy. Because when you talk about these four quarterbacks, you would think would be the one concern for people. Here's this guy, this rookie, going into a championship game. But no, she's so confident in what we've seen so far that it's the other guy who you're really kind of concerned about, a guy who's been in the Super Bowl, by the way, in a couple NFC championships. But listen, we'll see how this plays out today. You can catch both games right here on 92.9 The Game in case you can't get in front of a TV. But as Sam said, we brought you back with that alma mater, and this is kind of a special day for you, Tanitra.
Yeah, you guys are at Life University. They got the Life University Classic up there, and you're there. You're going to be going up there to support your school, right?
Yeah, I'll be headed up to Life in about an hour. Our cheer team, the first HBCU team to win the cheer championship for the NAIA, is back at it again, hoping to get back-to-back. So we'll be competing this morning at 9 a.m. That's round one. And, of course, we are confident that everything's going to go well. So then they'll be back at it for round two at 10:40. But, yeah, an exciting, exciting day for Xavier University of Louisiana right there in my native New Orleans.
Look at that. Were you ever a cheerleader?
No, you know, actually, I was a dancer. And I say was, you know what, Greg? I should say is, because once a dancer, always a dancer, because I am still dancing to this day. So, yeah, I was a dancer back in that day.
It would be a compliment to call you. Well, you did it at one spot. Maybe you did it other places. But are you a dancer or you consider yourself a gypsy? Ooh, you see what I mean? See, I know them terms.
See.
No, that's a compliment to dancers because they bop around to different places.
Yeah.
See what I mean? So you understood I wasn't insulting you at all, but some people take that as a badge of honor, you know, being a gypsy.
Yeah, no. As nomadic as I am, it'll never be an insult because, I've been everywhere. And every pit stop, I always dance, whether I am the dancer, the instructor, or in a lot of instances, both. So, it's exciting. And back in my day, it was just kind of interchangeable because if you know HBCU culture, you know that dance and cheer is interchangeable because a cheerleader has to absolutely know how to dance his or her face off, and a dancer better know how to cheer and do some backflips as well, which I could do all that too. So yeah, you've got to.
Oh, the backflip! Wait a minute, not the backflip.
See, we got that. I was a little bit of a gymnast too, so kind of bonded. Yeah, it was Florex and rings.
Yikes,
for me.
Folks.
I love it.
Folks, we're spending time on the way for it. Got my life. We went to Tanitra Batiste. She is social.
Yes, she is.
You can find her on Twitter at Tanitra Batiste, all lowercase. Talk about the makeup of this team, and they won it last year. Squad, Tanitra, are there a lot of returners on this year's squad for Xavier?
Yeah, we're bringing a lot of veterans back on the squad. I had an opportunity to meet some of them and see some of them back in November for home again last month because, listen, guys, Sam, Greg, it is so serious that they actually go out on the road throughout the year on recruiting trips. So they were here in December, and literally there are hundreds of cheer team members who come out for those recruiting trips all around the country. And, yeah, so it's a serious thing. It's a thing. And I love the fact that, yes, we do have a lot of veterans coming back, but most importantly, we have the National Coach of the Year, Coach Glenn Caston, coming back. He is just amazing. And kind of the folklore about it is this. As you guys know, our university is known for the last quarter century, a little bit more than that, of turning out the most African-American students who go on to medical school in this country, and not just go to medical school, but actually complete medical school. And so to think that these students are those who come from all over the country and all over the world to become the next great band of physicians, and then they're able to do this kind of thing. In fact, we've got some video online where they're showing you the day in the life of a cheer team member, which starts at 5 a.m. and oftentimes doesn't end until midnight because, again, they're trying to get into the top medical schools in the country. So long story short, two, maybe 3 years ago, our team finished about 10th. And this was the fourth year that the NAIA had this competition, which they are the only division or conference in the country that actually treats cheer as a sport to this level. So anywho, we recruit Coach Caston, and the students, the cheer team, go to him and they say, this is not acceptable. We're not 10th. That's not who we are. So the next year they get there and they play sixth, and they go, once again, we're not sixth place. We're number one. We want to know how to get to that top level. So they go on a mission for about 365 days. They recruit more cheer staff, and there we are getting the highest score in the history of the competition. He's National Coach of the Year, and we expect nothing less than greatness this year. But I say that to say, when you want to talk about student athletes, they are the definition and the embodiment of a student athlete.
Man, you can just feel the pride
coming off
of her, man.
Can't you?
Tanitra Bussey, he's joining Sam and Greg. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Very proud Xavier University alum.
Yes.
Now, you sat here and talked about the athletes going on to medical school and what the university has done for the students that have gone there. Let me just tell you something. There ain't nothing to sneeze about a broadcaster who is in major market radio and television. And Xavier produced that person, too. You are sitting in a spot that's very it's a destination for a lot of people in broadcasting. And you're here, and you've been here for a while. And so you shouldn't just sort of gloss over your achievements. Sam and I were actually talking. You know, we know that you do the updates through here, but because we pass each other throughout the course of the week, what else are you doing beside the stuff here at 92.9 The Game? Let's hear a little bit more about you, Tanisha, because we haven't had John.
Yeah, well, you know, it's interesting you say that because the next, I'd say, 24 hours is a sneak peek into the day in the life of Tanisha Batiste, we'll call it. So after I wrap up with you guys this morning, I'll make a quick dash up to Marietta to support the team, and I'll have a couple of colleagues who are coming out. My girl, Keisha Kelly, plans to come out from Black College Experience, as you guys know. So be prepared to kind of be alumna? Yeah. Am I getting that right?
Yeah,
alumna.
Yeah,
slash media member, slash co-sponsor for the cheer team and all of the above. So once that wraps it, I'll run back down here to College Park and be on the TV broadcast team over at Peachtree TV as the College Park Skyhawks are back home. They've been on the road, actually kind of similar to the Hawks going on the road. The Skyhawks are actually coming back. And I don't know if you guys know a little bit about that, but the Skyhawks, of course, the G League team for the Atlanta Hawks, they've been killing it. They've just been doing fantastic. And, yes, they had a little setback Friday, but we're excited because they took a 4-point L to Motor City Friday, but they're going to be back at it, and we expect nothing but the best for them to win tonight. So I'll do that, and then I'll spend the evening kind of watching AFC Championship game, and I hope my heart is right, and the Chiefs are going back to the Super Bowl. That'll be, of course, the nightcap game, and then I'll be watching the Eagles, and definitely expecting my guy Hugh Douglas's team to make it back to the Super Bowl. And the reason I mention that is because then I'll spend the evening prepping for that, because, of course, I'll be doing the updates for 92.9 in the morning, and then I've got my podcast, ATL Day Ones, which is a part of the Tegna and Locked On Sports National Podcast Network that afternoon. So that is typically what my day looks like. Oh, and wait a minute, lest I forget, then I'll be spending the afternoon getting ready to do some SWAC championships that are upcoming over the next few weeks. But I'll keep that confidential because I don't mention too much about those things until I talk to our head guy, Mike Conti. So, but that tells you what my 24 hours typically looks like.
There you go.
See, you know, as you listen to that, two things came to my mind. One was that whole diatribe about her entire day. At no point did you say anything about, like, eating something.
No.
Okay. When is that going to happen?
What is that? Sleep? What is that?
When is that going to happen? And the other thing, when you hear this rundown, and this is one day in the life of Tanisha, right? But we know that she's got sparks coming off her heels Monday through Friday doing different things and broadcasting in different avenues. She's the person who a network who's looking for that next person to bring on board.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all hear about that woman in Atlanta? She was on with some. I don't hear. I heard her do the updates, but she was on with Sam McGregor. You see all the stuff she does and all the experience? We got to give him a go. Who's her agent? Who's her manager? This is how folks get in touch with your people when you come on with us. Now, I know that when you do the updates, you talk a little bit more, you know, about stuff with these guys, but we want to bring you on so our audience and people who don't know a lot about you get to know you. And you never know where those ears are that are out there listening to me and Sam go, we've been looking for that type of person. So we hope that person gets in touch with you because we know how hard you've worked since we've worked with you here at the station. And that's how happy,
I appreciate you guys.
Yeah, that's how happy we are. I mean, there's people who we work with who we don't get a chance to talk to, and usually it's in passing. But we hear about their movement. You're like James Bond, you know, in that, well, we've been following your movements.
Right.
Yeah. Well, you know, they say bad boys move in silence, so we'll say bad girls move in silence, too. I keep quiet sometimes, and then I'll just pop up and say, hey, here I am. Here's what I'm rocking. Here's what I'm doing today. But I do say thank you guys so much for always supporting me because it definitely takes a village to be able to keep it going like this. And you guys know I'm huge on paying it forward and making sure that we bring along that next generation of sportscasters just like you guys do. So, yeah, Xavier has I've been at them for years saying, hey, I know that we produce a lot of individuals in that health space, which is great. But it's also important that there are individuals out there to talk about those individuals who are doing things in the health space. So, yeah, I'm huge on going back to the university and making sure that they understand the importance of our journalism program as well, mentoring students there, and also being very much a partner of our athletics. Because, hey, look, we're adding a team every single year, and it's not just our cheer team. Our baseball team was the runner-up for the National Black Baseball Championship last year. We're adding volleyball, and all we got to do, guys, is add a darn football team. But I'm working on that.
Well, that's she's going to be out at the Life University Classic this morning, starting at 9:00, and people can come out and check out the Action the Cheerleader competition. Tanisha, we thank you for spending some time with us this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you guys kindly. Have a great day, Greg and Sam. Appreciate you.
Wow, no, our pleasure.
All right now.
Pleasure.
All right. Take care, guys.
All right.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.